Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Jury in the trial of Sean Diddy Combs will keep deliberating after reaching a partial verdict but deadlocking on the most serious charge faced by the hip-hop mogul. At the federal court in New York, the 12 jurors announced they had agreed on four of the five counts, but they're unable to decide on the racketeering charge, which carries a possible life prison term. Well, let's get more on this. I'm joined by KJ Matthews, US-based journalist. Hello, KJ.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us. Now, the jury, we believe, are unable to come to a verdict around racketeering. Do we know then that they have decided on the other verdicts?
Yes. After 2 days of deliberation, they have come to a unanimous decision on four counts. That's two counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, and two counts of transportation for purposes of prostitution. So those four counts, they have come to a unanimous decision. And like you just said, that one count of racketeering conspiracy is the one that they have not come to a decision on. And I'm being told that, you know, there was a lot of back and forth in the jury room. Some of the jurors got into arguments. There's been some tense negotiations going on. So I think the judge is hoping Wednesday, when they return at 9 a.m., they will be able to push forward and come to some sort of unanimous decision so that he can deliver all of the verdicts for each count.
It's believed, isn't it, KJ, that it may be now that the jury has found Diddy guilty of the other charges because they wouldn't have an issue around this very serious final charge if they'd found him not guilty on the other charges he's facing.
Right, right. And the thing is, because they came back, even though the trial lasted for 6 weeks, they basically came back with a decision on four of those counts pretty early in the day on Tuesday. So that means that they had all Monday to deliberate and only a few hours on Tuesday before they were very firm about having a unanimous decision on four of those counts. And I'm told that when Diddy heard of this and he was back in court, he put his head in his hands and didn't look happy. And a lot of legal analysts are saying for them to come back so quickly and be so firm on those four counts does not look good for Diddy. And perhaps he was aware of that.
Now, the racketeering charge, the one that we believe they are having a difficulty with, the prosecutors need to prove that he established a criminal enterprise. Will you just talk us through that charge,
yes,
what it means and what they're being asked to decide?
That was the one that many, many, many people said it was going to be the toughest for the prosecution to prove. RICO stands for Racketeer, Influenced, and Corrupt Organizations Act. Basically, federal prosecutors, like you said, were saying that Diddy was operating a criminal enterprise where he was using violence, threats, financial control to force women into sex acts, including those parties, which we now know as freak-offs, and then concealing his illicit activities. That's a little bit tricky because, you know, Diddy owns numerous businesses. You remember he has a clothing line. He's obviously in the music industry. He was part owner of a cable network. He owned his own vodka. So he had a lot of legitimate businesses that he was running. But this is trying to say that perhaps he folded some of the illegal activities into some of his legitimate businesses that he was running. And that's a little bit harder to prove that he actually was running an enterprise. And I think that could be the reason why the jurors are just really having a hard time saying that he was running an actual criminal enterprise. I think the other counts were a little bit easier just because we had over 30 witnesses for 6 weeks that testified. And we had, I think, two male prostitutes that came on and basically said, yes, I received money. Yes, I crossed state lines. And yes, I was called by Cassie. So that pretty much put a thumbnail or a nail in the coffin for that two counts of transportation for purposes of prostitution because they admitted it. And then you have the two counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion. And there were a number of people that took the stand to talk about the fact that, you know, Diddy was forcing people to do things or, you know, being violent. We obviously saw that infamous, you know, hallway tape where he was in a hotel and he was assaulting his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. So I think those counts were a little bit easier to see where he could be guilty. But the one count of racketeering is really the hard charge.
And KJ, you mentioned Cassie Ventura, who was in a relationship with Diddy for on and off for 10 years. And this all started back in 2023, didn't it? When she took an action, a civil case against him, which was settled. But what led from there has taken us to this point, hasn't it?
Yes, because shortly after, you know, that videotape was released is when she settled. She initially went to Diddy and tried to receive money, is what they're saying. And basically, he turned her down. You know what I mean? He said he wasn't going to give her any money. Shortly after that, that surveillance videotape of her being assaulted by him was released, and then she got a settlement. And so in order for her to even get that settlement, she had to release a lot of information about Diddy, especially with that tape. And I think that's what really sent investigators out on a kind of a, not a wild goose chase, but a chase all across the globe, really, to try to find people to corroborate a lot of the things that Cassie said in her civil lawsuit.
And there was that raid on his home in LA, and the evidence from that raid has come up a lot during the trial, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been an integral part. Remember, there were the videotapes that part of them were being played for jurors. Lots of people testified being at the freak-offs or being forced to participate in the freak-offs. And so, yes, that became a really big thing. You know, a lot of people were surprised that Diddy did not testify, but a lot of attorneys that I've spoken with said he probably couldn't because they had really buried his reputation. And after the videotape that was out there, if he had taken a stand and his defense attorneys allowed him to kind of tell his story, the minute the prosecutors had a chance, yeah, him, they would have really torn him apart. So it probably worked out better in his stance that he did not testify. However, he's still looking, if they don't convict him on this racketeering conspiracy, he might be convicted on the other four counts. And those counts carry a minimum of 15 years. With good behavior, he could only maybe do 85% of that 15 years if he's sentenced. And remember, Diddy is 55 years old, so he might, if he was convicted, he might not even get out until he's 70.
But then if he is convicted on the racketeering charge, it's a whole other ballgame in terms
of
the sentence.
Oh, it's a whole other ballgame. He may never see the light of day if he's convicted on that.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back then to what's happening in court today. Given that we know there's an issue around this charge, what has the judge told the jury to do?
Well, he wants them to come back in the morning and see if they can give it one more try. He wants them to sit down maybe for another hour or two and see if there's any changing of the minds, if they can really come to some unanimous decision. If they can't, the next step would then be, would he want to come forward and basically allow the other four counts and the verdicts with those to be announced and then just declare a mistrial on that one count? That would then put the ball in the court of the prosecutors for them to say, do you want to retry Diddy on this RICO count? Yes or no? And if so, when? And then they would set a court date for that. In the meantime, if he was found guilty on the other four counts, they can go ahead and sentence him for that. And while he's serving time for those four counts, they can then work on whether or not they want to have another trial to charge him again with the racketeering conspiracy if he's found not guilty only on that count.
Well, KJ, thank you very much. And that was KJ Matthews, entertainment journalist in the United States. Coming up, 10% tariffs with the United States are set to be our new normal. Plus, after 11, as George Gibney is arrested in the United States, we'll speak to Mark Horgan, who made the podcast about the former swimming coach.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.